Right, a very good morning to you listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm joined in the studio by local singer-songwriter Gemma Van Gogh. She's from Hornchurch. We've got Upminster here.
Yeah, Hornchurch.
Hornchurch is really posh now, isn't it? It's very posh. Got a lot of eateries and things and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
Thanks very much for coming in today. You're going to be playing a live song, maybe two, if we can squeeze your arm. And you've also got a recording you've done. So, first of all, how long have you been singing for?
I've always loved singing, but I started properly when I was about 15, 16. I did a project at school, and that was when I decided that was what I wanted to do.
So how old are you now?
I am 22.
Did you start off doing covers, or did you start off doing originals?
It was originals. I wrote my first song when I was 15 for a school project, and I was overwhelmed by how nice people were about it, and it made me find belief in myself that maybe I could start doing it. And I started writing, mainly with my dad. He's a good lyric writer, so he helped me out. And then I went to music school, just developed my skills there on a vocal performance course at Tech Music School. And just that was it then.
So is your dad sort of used to playing bands years ago, or?
No, he's just very, very poetic.
Yeah,
and he always has been. He writes poems to my mum and.
Oh, bless.
Yes.
And what was the first song you wrote? Do you remember do you still play it now? And do you remember the lyrics?
I don't play it now.
Yeah.
But it was Up in the Clouds, and I remember it really well.
Was it written about a boy?
It was back then, back at school.
Do you still see him, or you can't remember who he is?
No, I don't see him, no.
You forget about him, we're not interested. So how would you describe your style?
Kind of like an acoustic pop. It's mainly guitar-based and piano-based.
Yeah.
But it falls under pop, I'd say.
But that's a good thing about being a solo musician with a guitar, is that if you're just a singer, then you've got to really have somebody to cook. You can go out and sing your own, but people normally think you're a bit strange. But with a guitar, you can turn up to pubs and anywhere, can't you? Parties, just turn up and play.
It gives you a lot more freedom. You don't have to rely on anyone else.
Have you got an album coming out soon? Or
I haven't. I'm currently trying to work on an EP, saving up to get that out and ready. Hopefully by the start of next year, it'll be finished. But at the moment, I've just got the one that's already out and one coming out.
Now, I just have to say about Gemma, when you walked in, because I always notice people's eyes, but she's got the most beautiful colour eyes.
Are they green?
They're green, are they?
They're green, yeah.
Really bright green. I was like, damn you in your eyes. And they're not lenses. You haven't got the fake lashes on. You look very natural.
They're mine.
Damn you. Right, so what's the first song?
It's my debut single that came out on the 16th of June this year. And it's called When the Rain Falls Down. And I wrote it about 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago. Very close to my heart, so I wanted it to be my first song out. And it's just me and the guitar.
Do now you've gone and left me. What did I do that was so bad? Tell me. What did I do to make you? Life that we had so bad, so bad. 'Cause when the rain falls down and chills you to the bone, when the rain falls down, can't find your way home. When the rain falls down and there's nowhere left to go. I remember the first time I met you. When you smiled at me, I felt so hard, so hard. Coffee at Starbucks in the corner by the wind. Down and chills you to the bone. When the rain falls down, can't find your way home. When the rain falls down and there's nowhere left to go. When the rain falls down, when the rain falls down. Chills you to the bone. When the rain falls down, can't find your way home. When the rain falls down and there's nowhere left to go. When the rain falls down, when the rain falls down, when the rain falls down.
It feels wicked. You clap as well. It feels wicked.
Yay!
That was lovely. What a beautiful voice.
Thank you
really
very much.
Really beautiful voice. I like all the inflections, and you've got some, you know, you've got that power in your voice, and then it comes back to being really mellow. Who are your influences? Who have you grown up listening to?
Well, my first influence when I was younger was Pink.
Yep.
I loved Pink when I was younger. And then growing up, it was Katy Perry.
Yeah,
obviously love Adele, and then there's other influences like musically. I love John Mayer.
Yeah, hey, who don't love John Mayer?
Yeah, and the Beatles. Obviously, I love the Beatles. Yeah, I've got quite a lot of influences. I grew up in a house where my mum listened to quite pop music, and my dad listened to pop rock, and my brother was into rock. So I had a nice mix of different artists. So
you're now working and doing music.
I am. Yeah, working to fund it. I like writing. I love writing. Sometimes it's stressful. When you've got like a really good verse and then you can hear it's got something and you can't find the words to put in, or just doesn't sound right. But sometimes one of my college teachers used to say that there's a cloud of inspiration and it will drop raindrops of inspiration on you. And that's the moments when the words just kind of come out and they're the best moments. And that happened the other night. I was writing and it just happened. I really enjoy writing. Yeah.
Are you somebody that goes, I write when I'm happy, yay, or do you go, well, I'm really sad, or is it in the middle?
Normally when I'm sad, I have to have the music first in my head, and then the music kind of sets the tone for me, whether it's going to be happy or sad, or sometimes it might provoke an emotion in me, and then that's what I'll write about.
Do you ever do gigs where it's just you and you leave the guitar, or is your guitar the thing that you always like to have with you?
And well, the gigs I did with college, I only played my guitar once because it was more band stuff. So I always had a band with me, which was a lot easier. But yeah, now I'm just getting used to me and the guitar and just practicing on working on that.
Well, you don't need to practice. Sounds fabulous. What's the next song? You're going to do another live song for us as well?
Okay, we'll do a cover of Fix You, Coldplay.
That's lovely, because the thing is, when you've got such a fantastic voice like that, we can't possibly let you just do one live number, because we have got a pre-record that you've done, which is beside me, which you're going to play at the end.
Okay.
But it'd be lovely to have you live vocals again.
Okay, yeah.
And I know you can sing anything, so... Yeah, go on.
Okay.
She's running away now. I put my guests on the spot when they come into the studio. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about Gemma, you can find her on Twitter, and it's Gemma Vango. That's V-A-N-G-O. And she's kindly agreed to do another live number. And this is how good she is.
Try your best, but you don't succeed. And you get what you want, but not what you need. And you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. Something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. high up above or down below. When you're too in love to let it go. But if you never try, you'll never know just what you
people just come from. That was Gemma Vango with her cover of Fix You by Coldplay. So that was lovely.
Thank
so
you
could have been in here all day playing guitar. No need to do just one. We are going to be playing your song Beside Me in a while. If you could work with anybody at the moment, who would you like to work with?
At the moment, I'm obsessed with Charlie Puth.
Right.
I think he's a brilliant songwriter, and I could watch him play piano all day long. Yeah, so I'd love to work with him. And Adele. Who doesn't want to work with Adele?
Yeah.
She's the queen.
Do you think, what is it do you like about her so much?
I just love how honest she is. She's not afraid to show it all. And when she performs, she can bring you to tears in seconds because she just gives it so much emotion. And you feel every word that she sings. It's just so honest.
What do you think about the music industry at the moment? What are your feelings on it as being an up-and-coming artist?
It's easier and it's more challenging. I'd say it's easier now because you've got things like Twitter and you can put yourself out there a lot easier.
Yeah.
But that also means that everybody else can put themselves out there a lot easier as well.
Mm.
So I think there's probably more competition in terms of you see it more. Whereas before you only heard of people through labels or, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Now a lot of people are doing it on their own. And a lot of people are producing their own stuff at home on their own computer in their bedroom. And yeah, there's a lot more freedom with it now, which for somebody like me, I think is great. Because it gives me more opportunities. So.
With your EP, you said it's hopefully going to come out end of the year.
Yeah.
So have you already got all the songs or are you still in the process of writing a few more? Or
I've still got a couple more to write, but most of them are finished. And
yeah.
It's just a case of getting them recorded now.
And is it just going to be you and the guitar or is it going to be you? Are you getting live drummers in or are you going to do sort of
Yeah, the next two that I want to record are a bit more upbeat. They've got more of a full production, big band type production.
Yeah.
So... hopefully I'll get some live musicians in. That's the other great thing though with stuff like Logic. You don't necessarily need a band. Get that full sound, you can create it yourself. It's better to have live obviously, but yeah, you can settle for doing it on your own.
So you're going to record everything yourself at home?
No, I work with a fantastic producer called Tom Cooper.
Yeah, better mention him. We can't just say
Tom Cooper.
Hello Tom.
He's so nice. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's online. You can find him on his website. He's in Brighton.
Oh, I love Brighton. Now,
yeah,
that's a great place
to
go.
It's a great excuse to go, isn't
it?
So he's fantastic. Yeah, he's been really helpful. And Yeah, they're very encouraging. So
it's a great music. My niece is down there. She's a singer as well.
Okay.
She's down in Brighton and she gigs all the time. It's such a good scene.
It's
down
a really
there.
Good scene.
It
yeah.
really is. It's lovely. But they do nice food down there too. I'm not saying that. Not saying that Hornchurch isn't. But the music scene down in Brighton is just. It's yeah. a bit like a. It's like London by sea.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Be nicer.
And it's a bit more kind of, you know, if you. I don't know about you. You're definitely not a Towie girl.
No, I'm not.
Definitely not a Towie girl. So it's nice to see somebody. You definitely be. You're a London or a Brighton lass.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. That's what I'll tell everyone.
Yeah, she's looking at me nodding because I know these things. Now, the last song we're going to play, this is actually a recording that you've already done beside me. Was this done with Tom as well?
This was done with Tom as well, yeah. It's not out yet. It comes out on the 26th of August.
Yep.
Yeah, and this is the first time it's been played to anyone, so this is exciting.
tell us about the track.
The track was written, I think at the start of the year, just before the start of the year, and it's quite personal, the song. It comes from a true place, from an experience I had. So the lyrics are very true. But I really like this one. Yeah, I love this one.
So thanks very much to Gemma for coming into the studio today. If you missed the beginning part of the interview, it will be up online. And also, you've been filming. I hope you got my face in
there. I have been filming.
You're not even filming me. Look, I can't even see myself. How rude.
Oh, okay. You're in it.
Just my big fat arm waving across. If people want to find out more about you, have you got SoundCloud? Have you got YouTube? Where are you?
I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. Yep. You can find me on everything. Just
Gemma
Vango.
And that's it. V-A-N-G-O, because her name's so unusual. Where's your name from, by the way?
I don't know. So sometimes we get told it's Spanish and then we get told it's Italian. So probably one of the two. I don't know.
I've never met anybody with the surname Vango. And that's going to be a good thing because I bet you've got every Twitter name. You've got your sound. Nobody else is called. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I've got it.
If people want to find you on Twitter, it's just Gemma Vango, isn't it?
Yeah, Gemma with a G, not a J.
Yes, there we go. Lovely to meet you. Got a beautiful
Thank
voice,
you.
And hopefully we'll see you around doing some gigs around Brighton and around Brentwood as well.
Yes, definitely.
And this is a brand new single. This is out on the 26th, and you can get this on iTunes. Here's Gemma Vango, and this track is called Beside Me.